Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you all for tuning in, and welcome to another episode of Mystery Frequency. Today we got the further adventures of Adam Kane. If you enjoy this episode, please let me know in the comments, my email, my social media. All those links are in the description. And if you enjoy this podcast, it would be great if you could follow, review, and rate. All that would really go a long way in helping the podcast out. And with all that, please enjoy.
My name's Adam Kane.
I wasn't acting. Most of the others were, though. I mean, there were laughing faces all around me in spite of the cold. Everywhere the little bleeder led me, laughing faces. I didn't like tailing anyone at the best of times, but New Year's Eve. It was all Viv's fault. He sent me following the kid. We'd been on to him for about a week, and Viv had one of those funny feelings of his that he'd make a drop on New Year's Eve. So there I was, following a kid of 18 through the streets of London on New Year's Eve. And it was cold. He didn't seem too keen to get where he was going. Just dawdled along. I hoped he was feeling as cold as I was. We passed one pub, then another. And finally, he weakened and walked into a place called the Three Feathers.
Yeah, mate, what's it gonna be?
Double scotch, no ice, no water.
Come in, up.
He served me and worked his way down a busy counter until he got to the boy.
I'll have a small brandy, please.
How old are you, son?
19. It's important.
All right. Don't get nasty. Come in up.
I couldn't hear what they were saying. They seemed to have a lot to talk about. I'd been thinking that he'd come into the pub to get out of the cold. I mean, he hadn't seemed in any hurry. It never occurred to me that this place might have been the drop.
Here you are, Dick. One small brandy. 30p, chap.
Until I watched him with the brandy. Then I knew. He lifted the glass with his right hand.
Cheers.
And with the left hand, he picked up the little cardboard coaster and slipped it into his top pocket.
Good luck, mate. Happy New Year.
Adam Kane in Old Acquaintance.
That's a spot of luck, Adam.
Luck? Nothing. I tailed him to the pub. We were expecting a drop.
But we had no idea it would happen so soon. You might have had to stay on the streets until heaven knows what hour.
Yeah.
What is the time, by the way?
Ten past.
Ten past what?
Nine.
My goodness. Less than 3 hours of the old year left. We might just manage it.
Manage what?
We could sew up the whole nasty business and still have time for a New Year drink. Wouldn't you like that, Adam?
Lovely.
three feathers, you said.
That's right. Over there to the left. See it?
Yes, yes, I see it. Did you see the barman?
Yeah. Little bloke. Cockney.
Balding, nice blue eyes?
That's the one.
I was afraid it might be.
Why afraid?
Well, if it's Frankie Shaw, he's supposed to be working for us. Let's go and have a word with him, shall we?
Yes, gentlemen, what's it going to be then?
We'd like two small scotches. And a word with you, Frankie.
Two small scotches. No time for a word now, sorry.
That's the one?
That's him, all right.
Here he comes with the drinks.
Yeah. He's just going to have to find a little time, isn't he?
Two small scotches, 60p, so.
Time for a chat, Frankie.
On New Year's Eve, are you balmy?
We're not asking you, Frankie.
Here, just who do you think you
look
are?
Look at that, Frankie.
Oh, yeah, well, that's different. Look, here, can you wait a chat? I'll have to find a relief.
Not too long.
Give me 10 minutes. Where will you be?
What's wrong with right here?
That's no good. That's not a good idea. They won't buy that. Have you got a car?
Across the road. The little black saloon.
Wait for me in the car. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
His time's very nearly up.
Patience, Adam. Not quite 10 minutes yet.
He's done a bunk. He knows we're onto him, and he's scarpered out the back way.
It's possible, but I doubt it. I don't think Frank is a double agent.
Oh, come off it, Viv. I saw him make that drop, neat as anything. If the kid is on their side, then so sure.
Wrong.
What?
There he comes now, looking around for the car. Flick the lights. Yes, he's seen us crossing the road now.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to be in much of an hurry.
Look out, Adam, that car!
Frankie! Look out! Adam!
Is he?
Yeah. He's dead. Wouldn't have thought it possible. Neither did I. I mean, just how could a car get up enough speed in the West End of London on New Year's Eve to run down and kill a bloke? Run him down deliberately. Frankie Shaw had been murdered. None of us had expected it. Least of all, poor Frankie. Lying there in the middle of the street, he still looked surprised.
Who's that? Who is it?
Alan.
Oh, did you get it?
Yes, here.
Huh? Ah, yes. Thank you. Any trouble?
No.
Good. Well, well done, lad. Like a drink to celebrate.
Celebrate what?
Well, whatever you like. A mission well accomplished or the bright new year. But it's nearly upon us. Not more than an hour to all.
Yeah, thanks.
Alan?
What's the matter?
Where are you going?
Out. Do you mind?
As a matter of fact, I do. I'd much rather you stayed here. For the rest of the night, at least.
Well, then. I don't have a choice, do I?
No, it's not as bad as that. I've asked a friend of yours to stay here as well. You won't be lonely.
Friend?
Through there. She's waiting for you.
Hello, Alan.
What are you doing here?
Came to see you. Your father asked me.
Did he? Well, that was nice of him.
Well, I'll leave you two young people together. I've a great deal to do. Don't try and go out, Alan.
Well?
Oh, Alan. Alan, please don't look like that. I wanted to come here. He didn't force me.
Did you? Why?
Because I love you. That's why.
What are they? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, they're not the KGB.
You sound pretty certain about that.
Well, you tell me about Shaw.
Part time. He used to be attached to the Anderson Network until it broke up.
Yeah?
I've been paying him for 6 years now. We've used him once or twice as a drop or a safe house. He's been very reliable.
Until now. The Anderson organization was a private thing, wasn't it?
Yes. Kept their noses clean, though. They did most of their work for us.
Mm-hmm.
At least they always gave us the first option. They only sold to the other side when we weren't interested.
Mm. Now, tell me what you know about this kid.
Alan Graveney. Long-haired young troublemaker. It was his father who tipped us off.
Come again?
Sir Matthew Graveney. You must have heard of him.
Vaguely.
Millionaire industrialist. Not exactly top drawer, but he's rich and holds a great deal of the right sort of cards.
Political?
Let's say he's made some very important friends.
And he tipped you off that his son was doing some nasty things that weren't in the national interest.
Exactly that. I think the boy has become involved with some sort of subversive organization that may not be directly connected to the KGB, but almost certainly has Russian backing.
Yeah, the KGB isn't the only Russian network.
Quite. You saw the boy pick up a drop tonight. He must be up to something.
Now, hang on a tick. He picked up the drop from one of your blokes.
It gets quite complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah. Look, Viv, what say we pack the whole thing up tonight, eh? Have a couple of drinks, wish each other Happy New Year, get a good night's sleep and have another think about it in the morning, eh?
No.
No?
You lost the boy and you lost Shaw. Shaw's dead, but presumably the boy is still alive. I think you ought to find him and have a word with him.
Tonight?
Tonight.
So, I thought the best thing to do was give his old man a tinkle. He had a private unlisted number, but it didn't do much good. It had one of those tinny little answering machines plugged into it. This is 816-74329. If you require this party urgently, please phone 648-7396 or leave a message starting now. I didn't leave a message. The number turned out to be a posh club in Mayfair. Sir Matthew was there.
Mr. Rule?
Kane. Adam Kane. I'm a friend of Vivian Spencer Dickens.
Mine indeed. One of those. Well, now, what can I do for you, Mr. Kane?
Alan. Do you know where he is?
Of course I do. He's at home.
Do you mind if I pop over and have a word with him?
You really have to, tonight?
Yes. I'm afraid I have to.
Well, then, I suppose you'd better. Do you need me there?
No, I don't think so.
Good. I'll phone the house and tell them to expect you, Mr. Kane.
Nice. I like to be expected. It saves a lot of trouble if the person you're visiting is on your side. Now, I had good reason to think Alan Graveney wasn't on my side, but that he's dead, Sir Matthew, was. So, I popped over to the Graveney mansion. It looked cozy inside.
Alan, come over here and sit next to me.
You don't have to be nice. My father isn't here.
Oh. Do you think I'm only nice to you when your father's in the house?
How much is he paying you?
He isn't paying me a penny. Oh, darling. Love you. Please believe me.
I'd like to believe you, Steph. I really would. But who's that?
Oh, don't worry about it. Someone will answer.
Yes.
Now. Come over
and
talk to me, Alan.
Come on, come on. I thought we said they were going to be expecting. That's better. Hey, what? Hey, now look here, mate. You!
Hello, Kane. Come on in. Are you coming in, or do I shoot you right there?
I was right off my guard. Wouldn't you be?
I mean, you watched the bloke getting ground into the tarmac by a speeding car. You run over to the body. You see that he's dead. You watch him scrape him up and carry him off to the police mortuary. And then you ring a posh doorbell in Hampstead. And there he is, complete with automatic. Frankie Shaw.
Inside, Kane, quickly.
That's better. Into that room.
Walk?
How did you...
I mean... Questions later. Walk.
Is the boy here?
You'll find out. You wait in there until the governor gets back. Oh, just a tick. I'll have your gun first. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Viv isn't going to believe this one. That's if I get the chance to tell him about it.
He's here.
Good. Was he surprised to see you?
You could say that.
Yes, I'm sure he was surprised. Poor Mr. Kane. Is my son all right?
Yeah, he's been taken care of.
That girl. I don't know what we're going to do about her.
You getting soft, Graveney?
It isn't that. I want to leave as few bodies behind as possible.
It won't make any difference. The operation's nearly over. We'll be out of country by tonight.
Yeah, you're right, of course. Who's first?
What about Adam Kane?
What? When did it come in? I see. I read it back again. Yes. Yes, just a minute. Right. Right. Yes. Yes, I've got that. Is the man reliable? I see. Well, it seems we're in trouble, doesn't it? Thank you. Who would have thought it? Look, get me Devon as quick as you can. Poor Adam. Hello, sir. Spencer Dickens. What? Oh, it's just 23 minutes to 12. Of course, sir. Of course I know what night it is. This is most terribly urgent. I've just received a most urgent dispatch from our man in Geneva. Shall I read it to you? Yes, of course, sir. Well, it reads, most urgent. Information from impeccable banking sources indicates a massive run on sterling. Unprecedented. Figures indicate that sterling will drift to less than 50% of current parity. Appears to be an ingenious coup of KGB origin. Suspect man in London is Matthew Graveney. Ends. That's right, sir, Graveney. I've already sent someone round there, but I think we're too late. Who? Kane, sir. Adam Kane.
Don't get up, Kane.
You're Graveney?
Sir Matthew Graveney, right? I believe you wanted to see me.
Wrong. I wanted to see your son.
Well, it won't do you any good. Shaw?
Right here.
Get rid of him.
Hang on a tick.
Well?
Look, you're doing me in. It's not going to prove anything.
Dead right.
Haven't I got the right to know why?
You've got no rights, Kane.
Oh, just a minute. Don't you know, Kane? Don't you know what this is all about?
Of course he does.
I'm not so sure. He'd hardly have walked into this little trap so blithely if he had the slightest idea. You're wondering how Shaw survived the little accident, aren't you?
That'll do for starters.
Come on, we're wasting time.
Well, since you'll be dead in the next 10 minutes, it won't hurt to explain. This isn't the man who was killed outside the Three Feathers, Kane. This isn't Frankie Shaw. Your research into the workings of the Anderson network wasn't quite complete. You didn't discover that Anderson had two Shaws working for him. The man who moved onto the MI6 list was Frankie Shaw. This is his twin brother, Harry.
Who killed Frankie?
I did.
You're quite a lad, aren't you, Harry?
You still don't know the purpose of my little network.
You're not KGB.
Wrong. That's exactly what we are. Not the KGB you know. We belong to a very special section of the KGB. The financial section. Our task has been to destroy Britain's economy. I don't think we've been doing too badly.
You mean you've been engineering the run on sterling?
And the very lopsided balance of payments. Yes, we've done all that. And tonight we've almost achieved the final stroke. Through my holdings in Switzerland, there'll be a massive run on the pound that will reduce its parity by over 50%. That should be the final nail in Britain's coffin, I should think.
He's heard enough.
I quite agree. You can shoot him now.
Dad, I've got to talk to you.
Well, what do you want?
Who's this?
What do you want, Alan?
The girl, Stephanie. She's gone.
What?
She went up to the bathroom. She didn't come back. I went looking for her, but the window was open. She's run away.
Sure.
What about him?
He can wait for a while. Find that girl.
A little light was breaking through the mist. It was starting to make a little sense. I didn't know who the girl was, but I was grateful to her. Gravely and Shaw moved out of the room. Shaw running, Gravely walking. He closed the door and locked it. He didn't seem to notice the boy. He'd locked the boy in the room with me. Perhaps that's what he'd meant to do.
Who are you?
It doesn't matter. What girl were you talking about?
Steph. She's a friend.
Then why did she run away?
I don't know. He's locked us in.
Yeah, well, I've got the same problem. You don't happen to have a key, do you?
No, he'd never trust me with anything like that. My father... Why has he locked me in?
That window. Where does it lead?
Outside the house. There's an alleyway.
Has it got bars on it?
I don't think so, but you can't get out of the alleyway. There's a steel door at the end. You'd be trapped in there.
We'll see about that.
You can't get out. You're wasting your time.
Cheery bye, kid.
I wish someone would listen to me.
Right. Come along, Alan. I want you to... Where's Kane?
He went out of the window.
Shaw?
Yeah.
Kane, he's in the alley. Go and get him.
Pleasure.
This is going to be easy. The kid was right. Steel door on one side and a brick wall on the other. The only way out is back through the window.
Kane! Where are you? You can't get out.
No, that's not such a good idea.
Come on out, Kane.
There's got to be a way.
Up here.
What?
Up here on the wall. There's a ledge up here.
Hang on. You're the girl who went missing.
That's right. Who are you?
Never mind. I'm not one of them.
I thought you were. I thought you were looking for me. Until I heard Shaw. Is he trying to kill you?
That about it.
Why? Are you a policeman?
Sort of.
Jane! Come on out. I know you're there.
What are you going to do?
Sit tight and hope he doesn't see us.
Didn't you get him?
I don't know where he is. He's scarped.
Well, that's impossible.
Go and have a look.
But where could he go?
Search me, mate. He's not there.
Well, we'll have to move a little sooner than we planned. What's the time?
10:50.
The plan's waiting for us. It'll take us 15 minutes to get to it. Meanwhile, I still have to send the message to Geneva.
They're not expecting a message till 12.
Well, let's hope they're standing by now. Get the cougar off that radio.
Where's the boy?
Well, I have no idea. It doesn't matter.
Well, what was that girl doing here?
We can talk about that after I've spoken to Geneva.
I want to know now.
Well, it's quite simple. She's one of them.
Them?
MI6. She's been making great cow eyes at the boy for months now. But I knew what she was up to.
So why the blaze is it her into the earth?
They're coming through.
Answer me, Gravely.
It's quite simple. I'd much rather have her here in the house where I could see what she was up to than
Dad. Outside the street, there are cars, dozens of them.
Oh, blast. Alan, get into the garage, warm up the car.
Right.
Blasted MI6, they're on to us.
Too late. Once I've got this major through, it won't matter. Hello. Geneva. Hello, Geneva. Gravely to Geneva. Oh, where are they? Why don't they come through? Take care of him.
Right. He's heading for that garage. Hello, Alan.
Steph, what are you...
One down. Let's get the others.
Have you got a gun?
Not anymore.
It's all right. I've got one.
Three cheers for Women's Leap.
15. Blast them, waiting for 12.
Only a moment or two. We'll still be all right.
That's what you think, Shaw.
Kane! Here, get him, Shaw.
Right!
Adam!
Don't shoot!
Shaw, look out!
What?
The girl! No, Kane! Get away from me! No! That's your lot, mate.
Adam, who's that?
Well, that'll be Viv. Better let him in. He likes to know what's going on.
Happy New Year, Adam.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
Tell me, what'll they do to Graydon?
I don't know, stick him away on the moor for a spell.
And Alan?
He's a bit of a young clock, but I don't think they'll be too tough on him. Why, do you mind about him?
No, no, not really. He was a bit young for me.
And just how old are you?
18. But I much prefer older men.
How much older?
How old are you, Adam?
My name is Adam Kane. Is broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkindale as Adam Kane.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
I suppose that all of us at one time or another have indulged in a little daydreaming. What would I like to be if I wasn't me? I've done it from time to time. Sat in the office looking out of the window at the London smog and drizzle. The usual things like airline pilot, postman, manager of the Savoy, dustman, film star. Yeah, that would be the one. People have often said that I remind them of Paul Newman.
Carbon ducky wucky. Carbon ducky wucky. Duck, 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 duck.
Viv.
Ducky.
Viv. You mind? People are looking at us.
Oh, Adam. The serpentine has never looked lovelier. The girls in their spring dresses, the babies in the prams, the warm sunshine dappling the ground through new leaves on the oaks. Cheese and mustard pickle sandwich?
No, Carl. Besides, it's nearly all gone to those flipping ducks that you were talking to like long-lost brothers.
Yes, I like to get here as often as I can, you know. So peaceful. Gooseberry? No?
Yeah, well, this is all very idyllic, Viv, but you didn't ask me out to lunch to wax lyrical about the flora and fauna of Hyde Park.
Come, this Wednesday day is really superb. No, Adam, of course you're right. You always see through my little ruses, don't you? Does the name Zeki Lucades mean anything to you?
Nick the Greek? Not half. Second most wanted espionage agent and subversion expert on our files.
Yes. Well, he's getting married in Greece. I want him, Adam. Gevenish wants him. In fact, the whole of military intelligence want him.
And I've got to get him, right?
Right. And to achieve that end... you are going to become a film star.
Adam Kane in...
Greek Fire. I don't know what Viv found so amusing. People did say I looked like Paul Newman. I suppose when you've been working with someone for as many years as Viv had with me, you couldn't be objective. Anyway, as fate would have it, I somehow been given a small part in a movie that a German television company were making. I was at the studio the following morning for my first day shooting. 6:00 in the morning.
And Mr. Cooler, Hans Cooler.
One moment, you there, continue. Can't you see I'm busy? Come get, it must be a leak, a leak. Yeah, yeah, that is there. Here there. Valerie, what is coming to you, Andy? Valerie! Please, we must go down to check in Bruce Waldorf. Valerie, come here, please.
Yeah. Off you will.
Mr. Cooler, my
name's
Adam Kane.
Please, Mr. Kane. They're all friends on this ship. Call me Hans.
Oh, thank you. You can call me Adam.
See if it... Thank you, madam.
No, Adam.
Huh? Sir, like in E, yeah?
Yeah, you could put it like that.
So, what can I do for you, Adam?
What? What's the full case of dumb idiot?
Yeah. You are playing the part of Wilson the chauffeur, are you not?
Well, actually, I thought I would be playing a...
Go to Derek in wardrobe, then Derek for makeup, and Valerie for your script.
Sir! What is the matter with you that is a suitcase or the temple now? What are you doing?
Well then, I'll just go and get changed into...
I will not!
I don't know what all this fuss is about.
You walk straight into my dressing room without so much as a bio leave or nothing. Auntie Sam's answer to Robert Bridges, so far as I'm concerned, can go and jump in the canal.
That was entirely uncalled for, Jane, darling. All I want to do was to run over some logs with you.
I bet.
Please, children's off. No better to start your first day shooting. We have a tight schedule, and if we are to get to Greece next week for the location, we must concentrate.
Auntie Fritz!
Yes, Hans?
Peter, Herov and Kamp, I am redressing you. Yamania. What are you still doing here, Adam?
Makeup. Talk about the Teutonic love for work. We didn't stop until 7 that night. I dragged myself across London in the tail end of the rush hour to report to Viv. As I sat there in a tube, admiring a particularly well-striped bra model plastered on the billboard just above a Pakistani bus driver's head, I tried to work out what I'd been doing for the last 13 hours or so. And when I added it up, it came to a big, fat nothing. Here I was, hot, sweaty, and knackered, and I'd done absolutely
nothing. One has to expect it, Adam, on the first day of shooting.
Yeah, but Viv, I'm so tired. I've done nothing, and yet I'm exhausted.
Oh, yes, quite natural. No physical stimulation, so your mind compensates. And as mental activity is 10 times more wearing, it's to be expected. Now, on to work.
Oh, Viv, can't it wait till the morning? I want
to
kill.
I'm afraid it can't. It won't take long, and besides, you have to be back on set again at 6.
I haven't forgotten.
Now, Lucadius is known to be in Kavala, a little town in northern Greece on the borders of Bulgaria and Yugoslavia. He plans the nuptial ceremony for next week. It'll be traditional, so they'll start on Friday, and the celebrations will go right through until the following Monday.
And when you say traditional, do you mean Orthodox?
Oh, yes. 3 times around the Aya Trapeza, the maternal slap, everything. Well, you'll see it. The best time to move in will be when the bride and groom are back at the house.
Oh, I see. Not only am I to suffer another week of Ants Cooler, Jane Brock, and Peter Ovenkamp, I've got to get myself invited to Lacady's wedding as well. You don't want much, do you? Well, can't I wait till the poor Burke's had his wedding night?
No, you can't. It's the right psychological moment. He'll be completely relaxed. Last thing in the world he'll expect. And also, the helicopter will rendezvous 5 miles east of Gavala, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
No choice, you see. You pays your money, but on this occasion, you didn't get to pick. Zeki Lakatis had come unstuck this time. After 15 years of very successful spying, and very lucrative too, he has to do a stupid thing like going back to his hometown to marry his childhood sweetheart. The mayor's daughter, would you believe? Still, these Greeks have always been an over-sentimental lot. Blood will out, I suppose. It always narks me when I have to travel through town when there's no one else on the road, and to have to stop at the lights. Especially when it's dark, and 5 in the morning, and there's nothing to do at the other end.
Yes, all right.
Come on. Fire!
Now, Jane, Peter has just told you he has fallen in love with your mother. I want to see all the hate you can muster. And Peter, you are absolutely chest-fallen. Ready.
Camera! Rolling! Mark it! Scene 47, take one. Action!
I don't believe it. You come for the weekend at my invitation. Take advantage of my parents' hospitality in more ways than one, and then expect me.
I know. And don't you think I'm hating myself for it? Every time I look at you, it's a mirror of her.
I think you're disgusting. Father will be back from Moscow tomorrow. This will kill him.
You wouldn't, Erica. You can't. You wouldn't tell him.
Try and stop me.
Cut! That's okay for me. Wolfgang, for Ihnen.
Lima.
But, Hans, you can't. I was awful. I made that terrible fluff right in the middle of my speech.
Don't worry, Liebling. Your voice is going to be dubbed into German anyway. We can cover that up.
Hans, do you think you'll get to me today? The reason I ask is...
Wardrobe and makeup, Adam. Today is your big chance. All right, everybody. Give your word. Finish. We move outside now.
Thank you, my most dear and most generous friends. You are truly the most wonderful comrades among for the hour. On Sunday, I am going to be taking the biggest step that a man can take. I will have new responsibilities. Some of them will be little. Some of them will be not so little. In my life, I have done some good things, some not so good things. First, to admit that I have not been a saint. Maybe the way that I did these things was not the way all men would have done them. But I believe that what I have done has made me able to say to myself, I have always told myself the truth. That is important for me. I have also completed my own task that I set myself when I was a little strip urchin in this town. We have a new school. We have now a place for our priest to sleep in the comfort that is right for a holy man. We have a place where little urchins like myself, like you, Demetrius, you, Georgios, you, Naxos, where they can find love and shelter and peace from the struggle that is life. So, tonight, my dear friends, my brothers, we drink to the end of an old life. At the beginning of a new life, we drink!
I'll never really beside myself with joy at the prospect of eating in a canteen at the best of times. The very word conjures up a picture of bullet-hard sausages and cold grey mashed spuds, grease globs forming on your gravy before you can get the plate to the table. And that was one of the compensations of working on a film set. In the studio, that is. The studio canteen was really plush. Not only did it have an a la carte menu, it was also free.
So, when Jane gets out of the car, you click your arm around the passenger side and open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then you pick up the luggage, which has the electrodes in, and you drop them like hot coconuts.
Oh, can't we forget the movie for 2 minutes, just while we eat?
Minor climber, leave me in peace. When you work with cooler, you eat, sleep, dream the movie. And while we're eating, it might be just as well to remember that we will not fare so well when we are in the vials of northern Greece.
Yeah, you could be right, Hans. By the way, when are we scheduled to leave?
Adam, my friend, we have made up a day. We could be on the plane. Banning accidents. Wednesday evening?
Why, Adam? You want to know? Have you a little affair de coeur to arrange? No, mate. I want to button up on some old Greek recipes so that I know what I'll be eating. And a recipe for old cottage pie in case I get a chance on exchange. You never know, do you? I might even get invited out. So far, so good. Everything was going as planned. We finished the studio work with a day in hand. All accidents banned. Onto a Greek Airlines jumbo, without too much fuss from our two stars, although they teetered on the brink a couple of times, and out onto the white-hot tarmac of Athens Airport.
Oh, Adam, this is so exciting. Oh, dear darling, and help me with these vastly suitcases.
Yeah, of course I'm here. Come here.
That's it. Now, where to?
Adam! You've got to be over, sisters. Otherwise, that idiot Peter Hoven comes from there. The bus is waiting to take us to the private airstrip for the charter flight to Kavala. It leaves in an hour.
All right, Hans, all right. I'll whip across to the little boys. He may have got himself locked in.
You know, generally, the more I see of Mr. Kane, the more I wish that I had him playing opposite you.
Oh, I second that.
Hans! It's all right. I found him.
Where was he?
Locked in. Into the bus, and a petrifying, death-defying journey through Athens, and onto the charter flight. There are more comfortable ways of travelling, but then you sacrifice comfort for speed in the film business.
How long have we been in the air now, Adam?
Oh, about 3 hours.
That means we have another 5 to go.
Oh, I'm so excited, I can't tell you. This is my very first time out of England.
My darling one, if you sustain the performance you gave us back at the studio, it won't be your last. Huh? Your fame will be international.
How's the Flying Dutchman doing then?
Oh.
Not a very good sailor, is he?
Yeah, my sick friend, you will have to look to your morals if you want a pair of sea feet.
Yes, comrade. Please don't worry your head over such a simple matter as this. Of course I know it's important. Have I not spent a great deal of money to get it? Look, the Bulgarian border is but 30 kilometers from here. I can be with you in an hour. But, comrade, not until Monday. Until after the wedding. No, that is not possible. This is my last mission for you or anybody else. I'm tired. I'm weary of this life. Thank you, comrade. I'm glad you understand. There's a German television film company arriving here sometime this week. So there will be plenty of...
The film people, she's
here. Oh, I must go now, comrade. They are here, ahead of time. Till Monday, wish me good luck.
Stavros!
Yes.
To my father-in-law, the mayor. Tell him our guests must be properly welcomed, that he must attend to it. If he is too busy, I will do it. Quickly now.
At last. I was beginning to feel like a bit of headache in the team. Take me to a bed. Right now.
Oh, doesn't this place look absolutely beautiful? It smells so fresh. And I'm so hungry, I must eat immediately.
Me too. And what about you, Petey boy?
I couldn't face another crust of bread as long as I live. I feel terrible.
Come on, mate. A nice dish of octopus and ouzo. Fix you up in seconds.
Oh, Adam, don't be so cruel.
Well, my friend, this is a surprise. We did not expect you for another 2 days. But not to worry. That means you can't be with us that much longer. Oh, sorry. I am the future son-in-law of the mayor of our little town. He was busy with a customer in his barber shop. He sends his apologies. I am his deputy, Ricky Lucadis.
Wunderbar. This is the stars of our film, Miss Jane Brock and Mr. Peter Hovind.
Hello.
The crew you will meet later when I finished unloading the equipment. And this is our very able supporting artist, Mr. Adam Kane.
Hello, Mr. Lucadis.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Kane.
If I could have seen a huge hypodermic syringe appear out of thin air and plunge itself into Lucady's neck, then in a second have the plunger fully pulled out, you might get a fair description of what happened to the Greek's face. It took only a second to pull himself together, but he'd given away just enough to say that he knew. Now he was on guard, which you'd never have guessed.
Come, my men will take your things to my hotel. You can rest, you can bath, eat. Then you will be in a fit state to make yet another epic for the little silver screen.
We all trooped off the field with Lucadis in the lead, then onto the bus. What a new one. Not the sort of vehicle you would associate with a small Greek town hundreds of miles from anywhere. We drove off the field and through what I suppose you would call the poorer area. The little box-like houses were being painted, inside and out. Outside a few of them, there were bits of new, very modern kitsch furniture. Not so poor, after all. The hotel was brand new, to everyone's delight and surprise. In fact, the old town had an air of prosperity not found in most parts of Greece. The crew and cast checked in and went to their rooms. I'd just got out of the shower. Oh, yeah, there was one of those, too. And was getting stuck into a scotch.
Just a minute. Come in.
Can I speak with you?
Sure.
So, the renowned Adam Kane. How did you know I was here? Silly question, I suppose. What are you doing here? Not to kill me, surely.
No, Lucadis. Just to take you back with me. You're a very important man, you know. There are a lot of questions to be answered, in quite a few languages, too.
You can't be serious. Come over here to the window. You see, down there, the church, with the new cottage for the priest. Further down the road, that new brick house. An orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
This hotel. I build them for the people of this town. Do you think they will let you get 3 feet away from here?
I've got a job to do, mate. I'll think of something.
Don't try, Adam. They will kill you. I'm finished now. I've stopped running like the wind. I'm now a civilian. So please, don't do silly things. I have nothing against you personally, but I will kill you.
They say strike while the iron is hottest. I did. I caught him before he hit the ground. I was hoping that he'd not got word to any of his mates about me. Hello, love. Reception? Yeah, I'd like to get a car. Well, as soon as possible. How long? 15 minutes. Good. Yeah, I'd like to have a look at the countryside. It took me 2 minutes flat to get dressed. Out the door. Down the corridor to what I thought might be a linen cupboard. Never fails. There it was in all its glory. A good old linen basket on wheels. Now, just wheel it up. Then back down the corridor to my room. It was going to be a bit awkward, but...
Thank you, Mr. King.
I came to about the same time as Zeki Lucadis. We were both looking at Peter Hovenkamp. And he was holding a very nasty-looking weapon in his hand. A snub-nosed 38.
I'm sorry that I had to do that, Adam. But I had strict instructions that on no account was anybody to stand in my way. My instructions were to be carried out to the letter.
Yeah, I suppose that you're going to let him go running back to his mates at the KGB.
Oh, no. Those were not my instructions at all. I don't work for the KGB. I work for Dutch military intelligence.
Well, what a bleat neck did you belt me for, then?
I didn't know who you were then, until I found your card.
Charming. You've been through me pockets, too.
Oh, yes, and his. I have what I want. The entire list of Middle European agent network that he was going to sell to his Bulgarian friends.
That's great. Now, perhaps you can help me. I've got to get him back to London.
Oh, it's a funny thing about superiors, Adam. They never seem to take kindly to having their orders disobeyed. And my orders are that he is to be exterminated.
No.
I'm only doing my job, Cadis. No, Adam, don't move. I would hate to have my superiors having to think up replies to the angry notes they would get from your superiors. I'm sorry about this. But you do understand, don't you? I would hate to lose my pension.
Oof. Oh, careful, Bridget. That hurts.
Yes, I can see them. Two little lumps almost on top of each other.
Oh.
You're very lucky not to be suffering from bad concussion.
Well, I don't mind that so much. What I'm riled about is that I let him get one over on me. I'm not going to forget that in a hurry. Bleeding cheat.
Oh, don't take it too hard, Adam. He probably saved us a job. What was his name again? Camp Oven?
No, Oven Camp. And what do you mean he saved us a job?
Well, we would have shot him.
So you mean to tell me that all that effort was a wild goose chase, that I could have gone straight there and done the job?
Oh, no, Adam, that wouldn't have done at all. You see, Devenish was most explicit about wanting him back here. But we would have shot him.
So I was right. I could have done it.
No, you could not. Don't you see? We had instructions. And where would we all be if we didn't obey instructions?
My name's Adam Kane.
My name is Adam Kane. It's broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkindale as Adam Kane. The series is written by Dale Cutts, produced by Margaret Heal.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.